This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go with Hour 4 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan Live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. Lucius is back out with us. He's got LA Live coming up in 40 minutes. 5:40 LA Live. Of course, what you drinking, what you thinking coming up in 20. Time now for an edition of Football's Finest. And here's the host of that segment, Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. We got a little madness involved in here as well.
It's crazy.
Because 'tis the season. And we got the TVs going on in here, and we're watching some ball. I just peeped my bracket.
Uh-oh.
Peeped it?
Peeped it. 94.3%.
Dude, good for you.
That's as good as perfect.
I feel like that's pretty fat. Now, it's not perfect. We talked about the numbers yesterday. Do you guys remember what the perfect brackets were yesterday when we addressed this in the 6 o'clock hour?
1.6.
1.7. 1.71, I think, is what it was.
1.71.
I guess point like 8.
Yeah, you guys kind of swung and missed on the prediction, except for Lucius. Lucius was pretty dang close. But I checked this out. Let's see. Probably a couple hours ago, so things have potentially changed. But as of just 3 hours ago, 0.0634% of perfection.
Wow.
Sub 1, well under 1% of
the Colorado State. The Colorado State Memphis game, I think, hurt some folk.
Well, okay, so I'm sure it did hurt plenty. Colorado State was one of those. Coming in, that you're like, if you're going to pick
an upset,
a 5-12, if you were going to pick a 5-12, Colorado
McNeese,
State was a popular
McNeese
pick. I think I nailed it.
McNeese was a better at winning the 5-12 than Colorado State.
Yes, and that's actually one that I screwed up yesterday. Clemson scoring, what, 13 points in the first half? That was just absolutely embarrassing. So
kind of like their football team.
Ole Miss has gone cold, no points in the last 6 minutes. UNC now within 4.
Oh, wow.
That's our guy, Sean Pendula, right?
Pendula.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that's him.
Number 3.
That's him.
The white dude with the headband is made for March Madness.
That dude lives.
Like, this is his time.
Yeah.
He will never forget this, and it won't
could
get
literally be his last basketball.
Yeah. It won't get any better than this.
Come on, Dawson.
For a white dude with the headband. 65-59, 2:49 to go. UNC, can they advance? We got a couple of Tar Heels in the building. I mean, this time of year, there's always, you're bound to have
Shout
a couple.
Shout out to Jesse Holly, man.
Shout absolutely. Out to Jesse Holly, absolutely.
I know he's on pins and needles right now.
National champion.
And friend of the show.
By the way, if they lose, he will MF them on Twitter.
Oh, like, he will.
He will go after that.
He'll call it like he sees it.
Yeah.
The doo-doo queen.
Will that be like a tweet, or will that be
a
selfie video of him ripping them for 60 seconds?
Oh, he'll
eat. Michael Irvin style.
Like he's sitting in his car.
With
tears. And he starts banging on the wheel.
Yeah,
that could happen. That can happen.
That's awesome. Let's see.
Man, he won a national championship. He could do that.
Absolutely. You earned that right. He went there, right, Broadus? So you don't question his fandom?
No, I don't question his fandom. You could be a fan, but, you know, like I say, I just don't like you to get in my face if you didn't go there.
You don't like the Walmart. Yeah,
like Jesse Holly, if LSU and North Carolina were playing and North Carolina beat them, then I would, hey, you know, you can give me all the grief you want. But if you just kind of like act like you like North Carolina because of sky blue and the Nike Jumpman stuff, I ain't taking you.
Know your place.
Yeah.
You know, did you go there? Here's your room for arguing. Did you go there and play there? There's another room, you know?
Yeah, yeah. There's levels to college sports fandom. That's fair.
Yeah, I will, I'll take your
You abuse. Just grew up in the state.
Yeah. Respect your fandom, and you deserve to cheer.
Yeah,
but don't come over here.
Yeah,
don't get in my face.
Don't get in my
face. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They didn't care what I said since 2005. Yeah, but don't get in my face.
Brian, who's the worst culprit? Like, who's the one that annoyed you the most with that?
Who?
Yeah.
Man, it's happened a lot.
It's usually randoms, isn't it?
It happens on Twitter way too much.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you didn't even go there. You didn't even go to school. You did nothing for that program.
Dropped out of high school, probably.
You're not giving them money
to
beat
words.
My team. No, don't. Sorry. Back to you, Chief.
What would you guys think? Thank you. Live here in studio at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers in Euless. What would you guys say if I told you that there was a guy in Vegas right now at a sports book of middle age, roughly 45 to 55, and he's in the sports book, soaking in the madness, and what is attached to him is an IV bag. I mean, on the wheels and everything.
I think he
could have just literally walked out of the hospital for all
UCA
we know.
UCA medicals
and walked
UNLV medicals right down there.
Yeah. Walked to the sports book.
I'm saying this is March. This sounds terrible.
This is March.
Sounds terrible. This might be the guy's last tournament.
Might be.
I think he's playing this out as like I might not ever get to do this again.
I'm going out my way.
I'm wheeling in the IV bag,
just like the white kid with the headband.
Yeah.
I'm not dying in this hospital, bro.
Yeah, I'm not gonna I'm not gonna sit here and like watch this with bad audio and TV.
Yeah.
I'm gonna actually be in the sports book like we hear with like all these TVs and if I
gambling my kids' inheritance.
And if I die this North Carolina Ole Miss game, I die.
I'm gonna just leave my jeans from this point on. they never came and visit me, by the way.
I
had to take an Uber to get out of here.
I think this is a last wish thing. I think it's the last wish.
It could also be like he got the IV service and he upgraded to premium, which is where they give you the roller cart for an additional bag.
But do they let you walk with the IV bag out?
That's what's interesting to me. It's like, where did you get
private
the rollers?
Private company. Probably in Vegas. I mean, it's Vegas, man.
They might have that as a pop-up shop of like, hey, you need to stay hydrated. You're getting hammered. You don't have any health issues necessarily. You didn't leave the hospital, but hey, here's your bag because
you're about to be
in the bag.
What if he just got up out of his bed and said, F this?
See, if he was in scrubs.
I'm just going.
Tupac style. I'm checking myself out, bro.
What if he did that?
He's got.
What a baller. I need to be out there with that guy.
I appreciate that.
Gangsta's paradise.
No, this guy is incredible. It looks like he's got a button up. And jeans on, and he's tucked in too. You know what I mean? So it's not like, hey, you got the.
They can't turn me down at the door.
Yeah, they can't.
I threw the gallon away in the trash can somewhere.
What sports book? They say what sports book he's at?
Let's see. No, it doesn't say exactly.
Okay.
This is just courtesy of Las Vegas locally on Twitter.
Okay, whatever sports book he's at. Tip of the cap to them for letting him in, pulling an IV back.
Agreed. Yeah. Let him. If this is his one dying wish, like you're kind of alleging.
If this is like, I am not going to see tomorrow, but I'm watching these tournament games tonight, that tip of the cap.
Okay, we all did a big tip of the cap to McNeese State yesterday after beating Clemson.
My man, Will Wade. This is great,
right?
He was at LSU. He was before NIL. He was cheating his ass off. And I tell you what, LSU was a good program then.
Yeah,
Will Wade, we suck.
That's the one downside. He no longer has his ass.
We suck.
Because he has cheated it off. But the rest of his body is still coaching its tail off. And his
players are, too. You know what he's done, Eric? He's told his players, like, listen, we can go together. I can take you guys to North Carolina State with me. Play your ass off. We're all going to go. We're going to live this dream together.
Yeah.
You know?
I got boosters watching this game right now.
He's got dudes playing their ass off to go play in Raleigh next year.
Yeah.
I like it. Motivation.
You're totally right because he was quoted as saying he was talking to BetMGM And he said, half the kids I recruited, I told them, like, yeah, hey, the goal is to go Power 5 yes. for all of us. After this yes. year, some of you guys can go with me. We yeah. all know what's up. So every one of those guys are taking their game to the next level because they know they have the chance to bounce out the same way their coach does. Now, it's kind of fun that, and I think this is a great strategy for, I mean, any of these college coaches at any, you know, either yeah. one of these sports where you're like, hey, dude, this is an opportunity for all of us. Let's yeah. not let's not Absolutely. Do this wow. because now the players can do the exact same thing. What's going on with the Tar Heels right now?
We got an injury there.
Well, we got an and-one that's going to make it a two-point game if he can make this free throw, but he's hurt. This is the point guard with the big hair. He's been killing it. He's got used that big hair.
He's got initials for his first name. What is his name?
Number four, according to Charles Barkley.
Charles, hey, number four, he done fell down. I done watched him for the last 10 minutes, and he pretty good. He yeah. really pretty good.
Davis. Davis.
Yeah, Davis.
Thanks, Chuck.
Had the big shot in it.
Dude, you crushed
in the conference tournament.
You crushed
Lucius,
that.
That is so good.
Sorry, I'm coughing.
Give me a second.
What are you doing? Just turn off the mic.
It's just blood, bro. Lucius, go ISO is Barkley yeah. for the rest of the segment.
Lucius, give us some play-by-play for Davis here.
Every once in a while, that Zen just tickles your throat in a way that has you coughing. You know what I'm saying? Yes. All right, we continue.
Dries it out at the same time.
It does, yeah. It's got that multi-effect. Okay, now we transition into our regulation football's finest, and we will continue to monitor. Wow.
He took a hit. That was worse than Steph Curry's last night.
Hit pointer.
That's right.
That's
on the
hip. That's a hip pointer. Oh.
By the way, Walchuk, how are the cramps?
They've subsided.
You been chugging water?
Yeah, I haven't.
Good.
Yeah.
You just want to rub your feet.
Yeah,
no, it was all good.
Brought him roses.
Yeah, I appreciate all
I was
the help.
Thinking about you.
No, you did a great job during the break, Lucius. I love you so much.
The might all, man. It's a game changer.
I'll take care of dinner tonight, okay?
No, baby? You crushed it, bro. That's my boo bear.
Okay, into the finest. We have, how about this? Lamar Jackson making his acting debut.
Oh.
How about this one? Lucius, I think this is a show that you continue to watch, right?
Okay.
Power Book 3?
Yeah, I do watch Power.
Dude, Power's a hell of a show.
I do watch
now
Power.
Now they've got
it's
a
ridiculous.
Power.
It's ridiculous now.
Raising Canaan.
Don't watch it and think it's going to be.
Some sexy ladies, though.
Yeah, Raising Canaan, yes.
He's in it.
50 Cent, yeah.
Okay.
Carmelo's wife.
Lola.
Yeah.
Lala.
She's
Lala.
She's in there.
Lala or Lolo?
Busting it open, too.
Lala? Lala Anthony?
Don't be messing up Bogman's stuff.
Okay.
AKA
well, pastry chef here clearly has a big-time celebrity crush on Lala.
Baltimore's own.
Baltimore.
Get it together,
Stand
Stevie.
Up.
Come on.
Stevie. Come on. Step it up, Stevie.
Two.
They spell stupid with an EW instead of a U.
So on the North Carolina injury to Davis, it wasn't the worst injury suffered on the play, as at the top of the key when he swept through to go to his left hand, he elbowed the hell out of that defender right in the schnoz. He might have broke his nose. Look at this. Bam!
Ooh!
Yeah.
He kept playing defense. Good for him.
And then he kept playing defense. Goes to the hoop. I don't know how the officials are going to judge this, but right now the score says 3-point game with a minute to go. As the referees are huddling, trying to make sense out of all this.
Dude's got cotton balls in his nose right now.
Yeah.
That's a tough spot. The hit on the nose, it can make your eyes water. You're like, I'm not crying, I promise. These eyes are just watering.
That thing's going to hurt for 2 months.
R.J. Davis, that's right. I knew his initials.
Okay, so Lamar Jackson's character in the new Power season, it describes him as a deadly, dangerous character.
Oh.
And you don't want to get on his bad side. Look at this. Oh, Lamar Jackson kicking off his acting career as
2-point game.
An antagonist.
Yeah, I could definitely see him in that role. I could see him as a speed superhero. I think if they want to give him a superpower,
it's like a new
be
thing.
A fun tie-in.
Him and Bijan. Bijan's also trying to be an actor.
Really? What was he doing?
He did. It's a Netflix
Football 5-point game.
Headband.
There's a long history of football players being actors, especially in the 70s, 80s.
I like it because it's on Stars, whatever, and they have another show on there, BMF. And the antagonist on the first season, his name was Lamar, and he was scary. Like, he was active. He was like Omar from The Wire type vibes. So maybe Lamar is going to play like Omar from The Wire type vibes on this one.
Taking a page out of that book. I like that.
We'll see.
That'll be fun, dude.
Hope he remembers his lines.
That's pretty incredible. Like a superstar household name NFL player.
Cut,
acting
cut,
debut.
Cut. Yeah, cut.
This is cool.
It's the
Outer Banks. That's the show Bijan did.
Oh, Bijan did Outer Banks.
Yeah.
I got some buddies that love that show.
Jared the Charter loves that show.
Okay. So was that white dude with the headband, Ole Miss?
Yeah, he knocked it down. Yeah.
I mean, Jim Brown, Alex Karras, Carl Weathers, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, there's so many.
Terry Bradshaw.
So many.
Fred Dreyer. Marlon Olsen. Yeah. It was like every year you were getting a new player becoming a TV actor or movie actor back in the 70s.
Bradshaw was showing some skin a couple of those movies.
I think he did a couple. Yeah.
Now, here.
Playgirl.
This is the little tip of the cap to the crusty Brian Broaddus.
Bingo.
Who's your favorite tackle in the draft, Brian Broaddus?
Josh Simmons from Ohio State.
The Ohio State, Josh Simmons. I found it interesting when I was looking at the pressure rates allowed among offensive tackles in this draft class.
Oh, he's the worst.
On true drop back passes. So this takes out screen game. This takes out RPO. This takes out play action.
Min Boone from Missouri is really good at this, too.
This is just your quarterback's taking the snap and dropping back, and you are in full-fledged pass pro.
If you want an underrated tackle that would go probably day two, Ozzie Terpio from Boston College.
Yeah.
Very good pass protector as a right tackle.
Well, this dude, Josh Simmons, as I scroll through the list, you go down so far and you can't find him, and it's because you missed him at the top of the damn board. Number one in the class, Josh Simmons, in true pass-blocking scenarios, he gives up the least pressure on a per-snap basis. Brian Broaddus strikes again.
Thank you, man, but we'll see. We'll see. He got injured, and, you know, the patella's a – patella's – you know, my medical people are telling me the patella's okay. So – hopefully. But, man, yesterday in the mock draft, DallasCowboys.com draft show, he went through the whole first round. Didn't get
upset
picked.
Alert canceled. Didn't North Carolina picked. Missed their shot. They're down five. Ole Miss going to the free throw line. They'll be up six or seven, Chief.
That's a shame.
Nice job once again.
I love it.
An edition of the finest is in the books. We're live at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. It's time to take your phone calls. LA Live's coming up right around the corner, but it's time for what you're drinking and what you're thinking
what
here.
What you thinking?
Yeah, I'll pay off on this tease. The most interesting story going right now, and it's not JFK, it's not sports related, it's next here on The Fan. Welcome back, Nation. It is time now for that one segment of the week where you are encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for what you're drinking and what you thinking at 877-881-1053. As we have party fouls going on the table right now. But we're ready to crack them with you and take your phone calls here. And the segment is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. LA Live now right around the corner, guys.
Where's the rest of your crew, Dawson?
I don't know where Woolchuck and Chiofalo are, which is unfortunate, but that's fine because all I really need is you to tell you about what I'm thinking. Currently drinking 20-ounce Diet Coke.
Yes, sir.
I've had quite a few of them. The Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers staff has been absolutely amazing.
They catered for
them
you with the Diet Coke. They catered for you. They knew your bag and gave it to you.
It's just so perfect.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking, and it's one of my favorite topics outside of sports right now, I think it's the most interesting topic in the entire world, is these ancient pyramids, okay? There are so many pyramids from around the world, but we got news. This kind of a new kind of imaging system has been developed where they can see under these pyramids, and underneath the pyramids of Giza, they have these giant 600-foot columns that are hollow, and there's cylindrical pathways going down where you can go to the bottom 600 meters down.
What were they doing?
And then when you get down there, there are these giant rooms that have 80-meter-tall walls.
Jeez.
I don't know what they were doing down there, but it has re-sparked the conversation of how the hell could they have possibly been able to pull this off?
Was it an alien base? Like, because, I mean, I've heard that theory before, and it sounds funny and everything, but when you hear a discovery like this, this far down the timeline, that means we have no idea what we're looking at when we see those pyramids. We really don't. We thought we had to figure it out for a minute.
Yeah, the one article I read said, you know, it's possible that the knowledge of the technology they used got wiped out one way or another through some sort of cataclysmic event, or maybe the knowledge was burned. You know, they used to burn libraries for fun. when they would sack a country.
Yes.
Like, get rid of everything they know. You know, so who knows, you know, how these you know, pyramids got built in the first place. But now underneath them is something a lot more fascinating because they go down 2,000 feet.
Jeez.
With cylindrical staircases all the way down, Chief. It's amazing.
It really is, dude. I mean, these people were unbelievable in the way that they were able to build stuff. I mean, I guess you have so many people working on it at once. Like, that's one of the advantages is just you have everybody.
How do you figure that out, though?
But, yes, the ingenuity of thinking it through and being able to put the blueprints together or whatever, I mean.
Yeah,
that is just insane.
Dawson, you said earlier that you said there's civilizations probably have been to their pinnacle a few times before.
Could
and
have.
Crashed and burned and crashed and burned.
Could have,
and that could be the possibility there, because there's hieroglyphics that show like flying objects.
Yes,
and people communicating with things that are flying.
Yeah, how
on
are we
hieroglyphics
doing?
There in Egypt. So
amazing stuff,
shoot,
really.
Bro.
You know, so
what the hell is going on?
Yeah, they got some sort of a new imaging deal. Look underneath the pyramids. Wow, what is this? An even bigger mystery. Here's Chia Fala with what he's drinking and thinking.
Drinking a $3 Michelob Ultra.
There you go.
Because that's the type of deals that Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers presents here off 121 in Euless. Great time. Thinking about two different things. Tomorrow, I'm excited because I get to now, for the last like 8 months or so, have that new fresh cut feeling. And I got an appointment at 9:30 in the morning to
there
do
you
a
go.
Haircut.
Now, how's that work? Like, is it the same barber, or are you just finding a...
No, I've been going to the same guy.
It's Will Chambers' barber, right?
I've been showing loyalty. Yeah, it turns out Will Chambers and...
Tim Cato.
Tim Cato.
Yeah, that's right.
Both reside here.
Will Chambers.
And it's in Grapevine, close-knit barbershop. They're fantastic. So Ryan gets the hair done for me, and no one styles it better. You walk out of the barbershop, and you're like, this is as good as it gets.
Good for you, bro.
I'm really looking forward to that. The reason I'm doing it, though, is because our old buddy Zero is getting married tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations,
bro. Making it right, making it honest, and I'm happy for him. But when you consider the timing of this particular wedding, is it fair to have some type of...
It's a little selfish, but you know, hey.
I'm sure he got a deal.
Love calls.
Because nobody wanted to get married tomorrow. Why
and then
would
she
they?
Said yes, so you got to rush it.
Oh,
well
yeah?
Played, Zach. Okay, yeah. Whatever we can get as quickly and as cheaply as possible. Oh, yeah, the second day of March Madness, third day of March Madness. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
So that's a little disappointing, but I'm excited to see my guy, and I'm really excited for that fresh cut feeling, dude.
Fresh cut.
I mean, it's
it
one
amazing.
Of the best feelings.
Yeah, it is. Brian drinking, thinking.
Well, I was drinking a nice tea that was half and half sweet and unsweetened, but then... Tolo brought up some shots, and he knocked my iced tea glass on the ground.
Okay.
So I had to do the shot instead of the iced tea. Okay,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Probably need another
one.
There you go.
And I had to. And what I'm thinking is I'm glad I didn't fill out a bracket. I'm watching these games. It's so cool right now.
It's great.
I am not sweating anything. And it used to be I would sweat these things. I'm not doing it today.
There you
so
go.
So that's
yeah,
what
turned
I'm
over
thinking.
A new leaf.
I turned over a new leaf. Yes.
I love basketball just for the purity of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't need a bracket. Wolfchuck,
the
drinking.
Purity.
Thinking.
Had a legendary Tolo at the bar right now. Send me a shot at tequila. I appreciate you, sir. I will be drinking on that.
Wow.
Thinking. What's wrong?
I mean, what is that? Like 7 or 8 shots?
It's been a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to feel
going big, dude.
Starting.
I love it. I requested it.
Don't
you're
worry
paying
about it,
off.
We're going to get
there. I wanted
there.
A rampaging Wooly Bully, and I feel like we're on the doorstep to that
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, no, it might happen.
We
don't
just
get
have
angry
to determine what music we're going to listen to on the way to the barbecue
bro.
Place.
Oh, Wolchuk's an AC/DC guy.
I am an AC/DC guy.
He's a crash out guy, too, when
he's
on that liquor.
He's like an angry on his dog.
Lucius knows me too well.
Crash out guy.
All too well. It's almost like we went to Vegas together or something. I don't know.
There was actually one point in a commercial break yesterday where Dawson asked Wolchuk, are you crashing out right now?
Yeah,
that's a direct quote.
And I said, yes, I am.
You okay?
I am. So I'm thinking I'm crashing out, boys.
There he goes. Lucius, drinking, thinking.
Drinking. Shout out to my man right here. He didn't put me down in the game with a double shot of Repo tequila.
Woo,
baby.
Bad.
I have a big, giant thing of Dean's French onion dip in the crib. I'm going to go home and get a big Ruffles bag, some Corralejo, a light-skinned Dominican cigar pack, and watch all the madness this weekend.
Wow.
That's what I'm doing. That's me.
I will be living
my feet up like a paraplegic.
Vicariously through you is how I'll be living.
Yeah, you're going to be
vicariously through
checking
you.
The phone.
I'm going to be watching I do's take place.
Do you
place.
Feel bad that you're getting a haircut and everybody else is kind of having fun?
But yeah, because I would not be paying the requisite dollars for a haircut if I didn't have the wedding. That's the other thing. So
really?
I'm missing the college basketball game. Yeah. Now I'm out of 50 spot because I got to get the haircut so I can look presentable out at the old
what's
up.
Haircuts are up on y'all too, huh?
Okay. $50.
I meant to tell you, I took a big L because I got fat again. So I had to buy a new suit for this wedding tomorrow.
Oh,
that's what I was going to ask you.
This
Eric,
is what Zero's doing to you.
Yeah. Oh, it sucks. Like, my closet is prime soda Zach, schmedium Zach, fat ass Zach, and I'm back in the fat ass area.
Need so three closets.
We're trying to get back to like the prime.
Did
Thank
you throw
you.
Clothes
I
away?
I did throw some
Dang.
Clothes away.
He hunted on them.
Hey, do you want some of these mott sticks we got? They're good.
No, I'm not eating them.
Did you throw away the skinny clothes?
I haven't touched them.
There you go.
I should probably. My wife wants me to clear out the closet.
No, keep the skinny clothes in there. That's the motivation.
It's motivation, yeah.
Oh, look. An extra large
Shut
shirt.
Up, Brian.
All right, let's hit these phone calls.
Brian's like, you're not going to get there, bro. It ain't going to happen. Just throw them out.
On the way
to put these pants on.
Everyone thinks Brian's so nice. He's not.
Watch what we eat at the barbecue place tonight.
I'm not going to eat a damn thing at the barbecue place, Brian.
Lies.
Oh, that's myself. Such a lie.
Starve myself.
I'm going to just put my face in that trough. I won't even use hands.
LA Live right around the corner. Let's get these phone calls. We go back into the Pimp Cup where Kevin Walker is standing by. Who's first, Kev?
All right, our first caller, we got Rodeo Ron.
There we go.
Yes. Hey, yo.
Hello, Tullos.
Hello,
I'm
Ronnie.
Drinking that H2O, and what I'm thinking is it's almost baseball time in Texas. Yeah. And boy, if the Rangers will do what Rodeo's doing and turn their season around from last year, we're going to win a championship. I believe in Bruce Bochy. I believe in CY, and I believe in those Texas Rangers, and I surely believe we're going to bring that World Series trophy right home to that DF dub. And remember one thing, if you ain't listening to that G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan with Rodeo Ron getting sober, then where the F you at, baby?
Getting sober.
Getting sober.
Baby Ron, sober, 11 days strong for Ron.
So Ron,
he's on a heater.
Yes, dude.
Getting sober.
First time we've been more hammered than Ron on a What You Drinking, What You Thinking Friday.
Man, just incredible. Nobody has hit sobriety with more velocity than Rodeo Ron.
Getting sober.
getting sober, brother.
Yeah.
I can't wait to find out what this conversation was.
Chief just took a
Did he think you worked here?
He did, and he does, and he will forever. I just pointed him into the direction of the toothpicks per his request.
He asked you what a toothpicks was? Young man.
Like we're clearly at a table that says 105 through the fan. We're wearing headsets, and this guy knocks on Eric's shoulder and thinks he works here.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't give an F moment right there.
I thought he was asking Eric where the door was.
I thought he was asking me to check his diaper. I was like, sir.
Okay. That's a little mean.
I'm wearing a diaper.
Go ahead and dump that, Kiki.
I'm wearing a diaper. What are you
next
doing?
Caller.
Have a good evening, sir.
See ya.
Sorry
Steve.
About the chief.
Sorry. Yeah. That was not a pimp cane. That was a I need this cane.
Where are we going next, Kev?
All right, next caller, we got Black and Gold B. Black and Gold B, sound off.
Yo, what's going on, fellas? I'm just drinking some water. I'm about to go outside and park up a fat bowl.
Yeah, sure.
Man. And I'm thinking about this conversation I had with a buddy earlier this week. I hadn't seen him in a while, so I asked him what he thought about the Mavericks and the Luka thing. And I don't agree with his opinion, but he said that he's a Luka fan. So he's done with the Mavs. He's rooting for Luka. And I just can't do that, man. Like, I was a Mavs fan way before Luka was here. And, I hate the trade, but I appreciate what Luka did for us while he was here, but he's gone now. So, and he's a Laker, too, so I definitely can't root for him. I can't even wish him well because he's a Laker. The only thing that would have been worse is if he got traded to the Spurs. But, Luka's just another dude in the NBA now. So I that is what it is. But that's what I'm thinking, man. And before I go, the song I want to recommend is Rockin' in the Free World by Neil Young.
Keep on rocking.
Cheers,
in
B.
The free world.
Well said.
Thought Lucius was about to tear him up on that take, though.
I mean, yeah, a little bit. Just because somebody else buys a squad, like, okay, yes, this is my squad, and I chose loyalty to them, but somebody else bought the squad. I got to rethink things now. especially when you move in a way that I wouldn't normally move. And yeah, you can, like, you know, shoot at CEOs and owners for making those moves, but this right here, dog, you got a franchise player, like one of them, and you threw him away because y'all can't get along. You better figure it out. Y'all better get an escape room together or something. Y'all better figure it out, bro.
Yeah, get this thing back together.
Now he over there balling, looking crazy in L.A.
I mean, that's one way to take it. I think I would take it in a direction of I no longer have a favorite team. I'm just a huge Luka fan, you know? Okay. Maybe if you were a big Lakers fan when Kobe was there, even more than the Mavs, now this is you're just going back to the Lakers. I get it, you know? But what I wouldn't do is become a Lakers fan.
Were you a huge Luka fan?
I'm a bit much bigger Mavs fan than a Luka fan. I thought he was a great player, but
he hates Lakers, bro.
He was slow.
No, I know you hate the Lakers, but I think you were kind of driving the possible trade Luka charge a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Here he is.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, I thought Luka was a boring player. I thought Luka was a selfish player. You know, you don't get back on defense.
The one guy that hadn't been drinking all day.
Yeah. You know, so I was willing to, you know, and I think once everybody reads the final chapter of Tim McMahon's book, as I have, you will see why they wanted to trade him. It's very obvious.
You think it's
going to
be a really good book?
Sin was what they got for him.
No, yeah. I'm sure it's a good book, and I respect Tim McMahon, but he also did not have a good relationship with Luka. Those two did not like each other.
Yeah.
Okay. So I do think some of that you've got to take with understanding what that relationship was. And I think naturally everybody's going to write a little bit of how they feel personally. And, sure. And I think Tim probably had a little bit of, like, screw you, Luka, in that.
I don't know if Tim would do that. You know, I think he's got a great relationship with the truth. Tim McMahon does. What's that?
I didn't say it.
I like Tim.
You like Tim? Yeah, I like Tim. We got to get back to these phone calls. Good debate there, Woolchuck. Kevin, who's next?
Next we got Polo and Garland. Polo, you're up.
Oh, what's going on, y'all? Hey, man, I know y'all over there getting lit because y'all steady talking and the thing done beat for me a long time ago for me to talk. But anyway, I got a question for Woolchuck. You ain't no hillbilly Mississippi person. You seem like you got a good attitude. You don't say no racist dude to me, man. You seem like you come across okay. Now let me ask y'all a question, Woolchuck. Why is it every single year, I don't care if it's the men NCAA or women NCAA, why do they always got to have a black school? I would play the 16 team, and they always got to have the number one team. I would play some black schools to get rid of all the black schools real quick so they don't be showed up on television. I'm tired of seeing my brothers and sisters being exploited by all these teams that's paying NIL. They need to put a salary cap on the NIL. Do y'all think that? Because I still think it's going to be like that movie, The Program. Somebody going to be at a party. Somebody going to slip somebody $100 here, $100 there. But do y'all think there should be a cap on the thing? And to answer that question, I'm drinking a Sunny Margarita. I'm grilling some meat. I got some leg quarters on the grill and some beef links. I just want to know what y'all think about the NIL and black people playing all these number one seeds every year. Bye.
Live it up. Have a great one, Polo.
Love it, Polo. Thank you. I think you're onto something here, and I do think eventually maybe a salary cap and NIL makes some sense.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say Polo totally has the wrong idea on Woolchuck. Yeah, he really.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, we had to talk to him.
Are you calling me racist?
That's a joke, obviously.
Some people might take it as one. Don't appreciate that.
No.
Lashing out.
It's the rest of us that got boxed out on that.
Well, you guys did that to yourselves.
On NIL, no salary cap. Let these guys get as much money as they possibly can, right?
Oh, fair play.
Yeah. Break it up.
Screw them.
If alums are willing to pay, let's get an arms race going. Right? That's the American dream.
Let's try and get an even playing field.
You want something, you pay more for it.
You know, HBCU's getting a rough shake here.
Hey, man, if Polo started a YouTube account and he had those same takes, he'd go. You get out of here,
Polo. Do it, bro.
Get out of here.
Shadow banned or viral? One of the two will happen.
Both.
Who's next, Kevin?
We got Anthony and Grapevine.
Anthony,
hey guys.
What you drinking? What you thinking?
Yeah. Well, I'm drinking a tonic limeade slush. And nice. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. This week I heard on the Fan some of the teams proposing some rule changes in the NFL. And I think either the Eagles or the Lions made a suggestion for overtime. And I had a thought about
let's send overtime similar to what we do in hockey. If after the overtime period is over, both teams get the ball equally, why don't you just have the field goal kickers kick three consecutive field goals, one from 15 yards, one from 25 yards, and one from 35 yards as a regular play and see how the score ends up then?
I like it, Anthony. And Grapevine, that is a fine idea for a new overtime format, if you ask me. Kevin, who's next?
We got Nathan in Dallas. Nathan, you're next.
What's up, boys? I don't know how y'all are doing today. I know my day probably isn't as good as yours, but I'm currently, at this time, I'm 16, so I'm drinking a White Monster, and I'm thinking about the Dallas Stars. They had their home win streak snapped last night after a brutal shootout loss, but I think that we can win the Stanley Cup. Very hot take. What do y'all think?
I would agree.
Very hot take.
They can.
I think it's possible. I think they absolutely have the chance to win the Stanley Cup, but they got to start playing better hockey.
You know, I'll give them another week. And if they're still struggling in a week, then I'm going to get concerned. But right now, I just think it's a little bit of a hiccup. They're resorting everything, the rotations here, following the trade. It's a classic time to have a little bit of a, you know, letdown here with the playoffs right around the corner now. I have total confidence they'll be back on fire before they get there.
And when you're a Rangers fan, when you're tried and true and you're a champion, you got the track record, you can cling on to that August.
Yeah.
We'll never forget that 2023 August. That just felt like we were down and out. Everything was over. And then, boom, they go on the run for the ages.
Love hearing from the young Tolos, though. A responsible young Tolo cracking a monster. Nathan out there thinking stars. Salute to you.
Thanks, Nathan.
Who's next, Kevin?
All right, our last caller, we got Big Jim. Big Jim, you're up.
Oh, yes.
What do you say, fellas? I'm down about 8 fingers in some Basil Hayden whiskey, so I'm feeling pretty good. Got a drop tonight going out to eat some hot and spicy crawfish, so I'll be rooting and tooting later on this evening. Looking forward to that. Did enjoy that interview with Jordan Schultz. He seems like a little bit of an ass. You know, he seems like, you know, y'all tried to get him to talk about his little run-in with the little guy there at the Starbucks. I thought that's kind of funny. I like the kid, though. He's all right. Speaking of seeing somebody getting their Irish up, I watched Broadus last night on the Doing All Right podcast. Boy, Broadus, you are in hog heaven right now with this draft. I love watching your passion. And you were getting real excited last night, so I really enjoyed that. Hey, one thing.
Appreciate that.
One thing I'd like to hear at some point, you know, y'all get to watch all this film. I'd like y'all to do a segment on what it's like when they do those 30 visits. What kind of questions they ask these fellas? Because, you know, that'd be really good, Brian. You might do that on here. You might do it on
I might
on
do that with Vosh. I'm going to do it with Vosh. That's a good idea.
Yeah, you can be the interviewer, and Vosh could pretend. Oh, Vosh would be a good player. So
he would
hey,
be.
Listen, it's just some great programming this week, boys. I love you. Thank you. Lucius, congratulations. I love having you at the table with the fellas. Sometimes it's good to get out of the pimp cup. And listen, thanks for the joy, and we'll talk at you next week.
Salute. There he goes. Big Jim wrapping up another edition
James,
of What You Drinking
always solid.
And What You Thinking here.
Love
we're
you,
live
Jimmy.
At Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. It's time to go down the table. Here's Lucius Alexander.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
And LA Live.
All right, let's get into a Feel Good Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James. Let's go!
All right,
you swear.
Fire up this book.
It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Yeah. Everybody get high. This is LA Live for March 21st, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. People, yes, we made it. Another week of 2025 in the books, and I'm not going to lie, y'all. I'm not going to lie. It took me until about Wednesday to actually get my body back right from the daylight saving time.
Ooh, yeah, good call.
Saving time, yeah.
Okay? Took me till Wednesday. I didn't want to say it on Wednesday. It finally really hit me on Thursday. I said, I'm back.
Yeah. There you
I'm
go.
I'm back in the building, babe. I'm feeling pretty
thought
good.
I noticed something.
Shout out to that right there. Just in time for vacation. Now what? Just in time for vacation for you, boy. I'll
there
see you in a few weeks.
Uh-oh. You hopping on a bird?
Okay, so I was going to hop on a bird. We were going to do the thing we usually do.
Until they start falling out of the sky?
Is go up to the, yeah. You're absolutely right.
They're all on a collision course.
Exactly. So usually we like go to the airport or something like that and go to the kiosk and see what they have available, and whatever it is, we'll jump on that bird.
Wing
this
it.
Is cool. And I like this.
Hang a day. If it's good, hang 2 days, come back, because my girl got the hookup on rooms.
Nice.
There you go.
That type of vibes, but I think we're going to do like a little camping at the lake.
There you go.
Save money, but still have good time.
Nice weather.
Yeah. You take ownership of that? Like, are you, you're just running the show. You're building the campfire. You're putting the tent up. Are you calling on dogs to help? What's the plan?
It's definitely me until she says I'm not doing a good job and she starts to take over and get frustrated.
Nitpicky.
And that's when your boy grabs a beer.
Yeah.
Peace out. Damn, you did a good job, girl. Look at you.
Atta girl.
All right, let's enjoy this weekend, though. Avoid the law, dogs. Please avoid the law, dogs. Mind your speeds on these roads. You can go too fast, and you can definitely go too damn slow, okay? Put you right there in that 70, 65 spot. Do whatever the speed limit says because it's there for a reason. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend, okay? Stay on your square. I mean, stay on your dean. Is it still Ramadan?
I believe so.
We are still rolling.
Stay on your Ramadan. Ramadan Kareem to you, okay? Stay away from that gunplay because when the sun is out, the gun is out. I'm telling you right now, don't crash out. Please, people. Like the video I seen last night, there was a guy walking through the parking lots. You know, the Tesla vehicles are beginning. They're getting messed up right now, right? There was one guy walking through the parking lot vandalizing Teslas by sticking his hand in the back of his pants and rubbing booty grease. Booty grease.
On
the door handles.
Unbelievable.
On the windows, real life booty grease. And here's the thing about doing that. When you go to court, court is a public place.
Yeah.
They're going to play this video of you digging in your butt and getting booty grease and putting on the Tesla in front of random strangers.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't want to do that, brother.
No.
I've
seen clips. Old dude was walking by and just keyed the whole thing. Saw a girl put her bare cheeks on one.
Crashing out, bro.
We're bare cheeking.
Crashing out because the timeline says get mad.
It's crazy,
dude.
Not
the bare cheeks.
Don't crash out like that.
I mean, let's be fair to a Tesla, right? They're an American company. They got American employees that are trying to feed the family.
Yeah, good tech on board.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the people that are vandalizing these bad boys,
I think they're going to own it.
They're un-American.
I think they're going to be proud of it in court.
They'd be proud of it in court?
I'll tell you, I think Ford sucks.
You're probably right, I did it.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, that is my booty grease.
The worst car I've ever owned.
Do you get a lawyer, though, if you put booty grease in somebody's car? Because then the lawyer has to defend you like, how do you know that was booty grease? Oh.
You can test it. This came from the booty.
Yeah. You test it.
We're testing for the booty.
I don't want to see y'all crash out this weekend. My man, could you please give them a weekend warning?
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Please do. Hey, LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com and G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there for the next 2 weeks, you can hit up G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Hit up G-Bag Nation on Twitter so they can see you, bro, because I'm not going to be looking at I'm trying to be nice. I'm not going to look at any of that, dog. I'm telling you right now. I already have a hard time looking at it as it is. You talking about and vacation? I got a reason? I'm not looking at a player. But, yeah, send us to G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is my man Gavin Dawson.
I think Eric Chiafalo.
Okay, really. And Eric Chiafalo.
Yeah. Okay, he's going to loop me in. Guilty by association. Yeah, I need a booty grease lawyer for this one.
He didn't want to go down by himself.
No, he doesn't.
And Eric.
He was actually sorry.
I need a friend in there.
He was there, too.
I need a friend.
He was there. I'm glad you cut out the Euro bit. That actually saved me in some of this.
Okay, let's see. Where was it? What was our winner right here? Okay, boom. No, that's not it. My winner is you two guys talking about the craziest stuff ever. Is Iowa State?
Yeah, the women's basketball.
The women's basketball, Iowa State.
Oh, I thought it was South Carolina.
We were talking about Fit Fred.
Fit Fred.
We were talking about Fit Fred from the Fan After Dark, and then Dawson all of a sudden was just looking over to my screen because I like to watch the college basketball girls play, and he seen Iowa getting ready to start off, and I'll let him take it from here. Let's go.
And his sleep schedule has to be out of whack. He's on roofs by day. He's at the mic by night. He's flying home, probably getting a second helping at McDonald's after the initial 6 o'clock run through the drive-thru.
Crushing it.
And still, looking respectable.
Look at about this
guy. It all goes to his head.
Yeah, it does. How about this gal at Iowa State, though? How many McDonald's meals a day you think she's
getting? Oh, no.
I saw Kendrick Perkins playing earlier. Was that somebody else?
No, she's a good player.
She was just on Lucius's screen over here. They're covering her in the pregame. They had to go with a wide shot.
They covered her.
Jeez.
There are some big girls out here that got skills and fancy feet. Her and the gal at Washington, bro.
That's crazy. That's
you got to have skills awesome. And fancy feet of that size.
And you're going to play that on Monday, then they may win on Tuesday. And boy, I tell you what, more and more people are going to hear it. You got to defend yourself at some point.
This is March.
If only Mike Gundy heard that.
Seriously, though, one of the great things about college basketball is the level is just low enough that people who are scientifically morbidly obese can still hoop at a very high level.
It's what makes
you haven't been able to do
so
that in
great.
The NBA Cadillac. In 20 years.
Cadillac on a N1?
Yeah.
Escalade. I said Cadillac Escalade.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mark Jackson's brother.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Man. Problems out here. All right, I got two stories. I don't have a lot of time, but I want to see which one I want to get to.
You can carry over and take the 6
o'clock. No. No.
All right, I'd love it if you did.
I'll go with Coach Prime, even though I feel like we should be talking about this. Nah, I'm going to go with Coach Prime. All right. Is Coach Prime capping to us?
Yes.
I'm usually.
Right.
I'm usually pretty good at reading Deion Sanders. Sometimes he puts a little sauce on it, and I can tell he's putting sauce on it. Sometimes his words get lost in translation, and the media runs with it, and it becomes something that's not what he's saying it is. But I've never known Coach Prime to lie to me. Never known him to lie to me. He has a show on Tubi with Roxy, Roxy Diaz. She's been on 106 in Park.
Okay.
Beautiful lady. Beautiful lady. She has a foot account, by the way.
She's
got a foot account.
Brian, how is it?
Only feet.
White toes, bro. She's a beautiful lady.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We need to check it out.
The show is called We Got Time Today. It's on Tubi. Like, Tubi's going to be the next Fox pretty soon. It's going to be pretty big, right?
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just predicting. Because it always starts off a little low like this. Next thing you know, you're like, damn. They had the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I watched the Super Bowl on Tubi. Anyway, they were playing this game called Never Have I Ever.
Never Have
I Ever. Oh, wow. Okay. They're playing this game?
The women got him. Loose.
Oh my lord.
Deion's got the women on the show. The women got him loose. Remember I said dudes change when women come around?
No doubt.
Deion might be one of them.
Even Prime.
Even Prime.
It can get you.
Coach Prime said he has never gooned out. Never in his life gooned out. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google that. Okay. But I mean talking about taking some
I gotta Google it.
I'm talking about reading some or maybe watching some or doing taking care of your own
DIY?
Do it yourself. I like that, Eric.
We've got a great section on do it yourself.
Not once in his whole life.
Deion
he's a
says
legend.
He has never ever in his life done it himself. I do cap. Not believe
that's
cap. Is
that's
this cap? Cap? Is Deion reaching right here? Is he trying to cap by the
cap of the year?
I don't have to look it up.
Cap.
Please play this audio for us.
Since you don't watch it, what be in your head when you pleasure yourself?
I don't pleasure myself. I've never in my life pleasured.
In your life.
Never in my
life. All your life.
God is my witness.
I'm so confused.
He's not gonna strike you down. My next statement gonna sound arrogant.
What is it?
I never had.
Oh.
There you go.
Of course.
It's Deion capping us right here.
Any man.
He is one of them. He's one of one.
So he might not have to now because he can probably get women pretty easily.
Bro.
But to say he's never done that.
Come on.
Any man who is gay, straight, or transgendered, whatever you are, you've done that.
There we go.
You've done that.
We're about to be canceled. There's more letters. You got to incorporate all of them.
Yeah.
Anything else? Say
LGBTQI.
Whatever I forgot, they did it.
I thought for sure he would have, especially in his sinful years. You know, he talks about his early NFL days where he was running around like crazy doing everything.
Right.
But he said, as God is my witness.
Yeah, and he said that.
I genuinely believe Dion would not mess around with that.
Don't play with God like that.
That was the thing that got me, because I know how serious he is about his faith. And his belief in God and Jesus in this very moment. I don't know how long that's necessarily been the case, but for him to say that right now, you would think the honesty would be pouring out of him, and understanding that there's some grace there on the other side of it for what you have done. That's crazy, though.
That's crazy.
Look, that is, I will say, I mean, unbelievably impressive. Like,
Yes. It's discipline. Clearly, the man has a discipline.
No, if you're talking about 100%. 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade.
Yeah, 45 minutes in the bathroom.
25 years old.
Showers. Your mama going through two things, a lotion a week. What you doing all this damn lotion?
No matter how strong that faith is, there is one crack. I'll tell you that.
That's pretty incredible.
I just can't believe it.
That would be, of all the things that Dion has accomplished and is capable of, that would be the single most impressive thing. Move over 41940. Make a place for never DIY'd.
Yeah. I had a youth pastor when I went to a private school.
Where's this going?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are we going?
I had a youth pastor when I went to a private school.
Shots, please.
He pulled all the boys into one big room and had a conversation. He was like, hey, you know, doing that, you need to abstain from doing that. It's bad for your soul. In which I read these things on Twitter, and it says, hey, man, if you can stop for 90 days, bro, you're going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you stop for 90 days, bro, you're going to be amazing.
You're going to have a come up.
He was basically saying the same thing to us, but he put one more little caveat on it. He said, and if you ever feel the urge, give me a call. He meant it as, I'm going to stop you.
Right.
But
accountability partner.
I never forgot that.
I'll help you out.
Hey, man, if you ever get the urge, give me a call.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God. I got another story here, but I don't have it all the time. The L.A. Sparks are going to have open tryouts for men to join their practice squad.
Yeah. South Carolina does this.
I did not know that this happens so much.
The Lady Gamecocks sure do.
Cameron Brink is not a fan of this. She'd rather they be kind of gay.
Right.
If you're going to be a man because...
Post up.
Because men said, like, when the L.A. Sparks account posted this, men in the comments are going kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Put back me post. Down, do me up. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So
back it up. You can posterize me any day, Cameron.
Yeah. I just want to let them know there's a gay basketball league in the Philippines, and they play very gay. It's pretty awesome. They always go viral.
Yeah.
And it's not like a guy's just, you know, I'm hooping and you don't know his sexuality. It's 100% a gay man.
That's why Dwight Howard went over there. Huh?
No questions here.
100%. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black 2 weeks from now.
Wow.
I got 2 weeks of not being black.
Wow.
2 weeks of not being black is what's about to happen to me.
Congratulations.
How about that?
Our show is
screwed. How about that?
Yeah.
I holla, Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time.
Yeah. LA Live every night. 5:40 here.
We're gonna get beat by the public
Nation service
radio station. Yeah.
2 week vacay. Enjoy it. Live it up. Okay. Jared Sandler's gonna join us as we go around the bases.
Thank you, Gavin.
You got it, buddy. Let's talk some Texas Rangers with our guy Sands next year on the Fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.